The first version of AutoCAD came out in the early 1980s when computers could only run a single program at a time and floppy disks were the main portable storage medium, long before the creation of AutoCAD tutorials. Even at this early stage, AutoCAD had a steep learning curve. It was arguably the premier program for both 2D and 3D drawing, and immediately used in many applications. It was one of the first programs used for electronic drafting. It could be used to lay out printed circuit boards and later integrated circuit substrates. It could even be used to design curvilinear designs such as automobile bodies and clothing patterns. Even after 30 decades, almost all CAD programs still look basically like AutoCAD. However, all of this functionality came at a price. Neophytes began by learning to draw lines by specifying endpoints in coordinate space. Then they progressed to using the advanced features that allowed 3D modeling, then 2D projections. Finally, they learned to do these things in an efficient and time-effective way by learning keyboard shortcuts. Later versions of AutoCAD offered many more features to optimize performance in a range of applications. The wireframe built by AutoCAD could be shaded to give representations of the look of the finished products. The views of an object could be automated as virtual cameras allowed the designer to travel through his designs. As an example, he could create AutoCAD blueprints of a building and then effectively take his camera on a walk through that building. Finally, these actions could be automated to generate presentations suitable for design reviews or even commercials. In fact, the animation technology that AutoCAD used to perform these functions eventually came to be used to animate the blockbuster special effects that we now see in movies and other presentations. However, the cost of all of these features and capabilities is that it became very difficult to become proficient with AutoCAD. It was important for drafters and other users to have a targeted approach to training that allowed them to become experienced and productive with this important software. Managers who hoped to keep their drafting departments up to date had to find some sort of training to educate their employees in a systematic fashion. To meet this challenge, many managers responded by sending their employees to training centers often offered by the publisher of AutoCAD. Although effective, these training sessions were often expensive, not only in terms of money, but of time away from the job. Generally, an employee would fly to a training center and stay the week to get his training. To become very useful, at least a half dozen of these training sessions would be required per employee. A modern improvement on this training strategy is the advent of online video tutorials. The training itself becomes less expensive.